Sai's Glory, His Divine Story, every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Sai's Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m.
Prema Swarup Lara.
Happy, 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 be happy. Happy, happy, make others happy. All will be happy. God will be happy.
Selfless love, from the land of cosmic light, from the land of supreme, deep and abiding peace, from the land where the glory of God is celebrated by Thai dancers in praise of Lord Buddha the Compassionate, and by the twirling dervishes of Turkey set to Rumi's poetry, from the land of Adi Shankara, from the land where international symphonies, bands, concerts, grand musicals celebrate the glory of God, from the land of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. This is Karuna signing in live on Thursday, November the 26th, 2015. Sai Ram, and a very good morning to all our listeners. Thank you so very much for tuning in to Prashanthi Nilayam, India, the spiritual capital of the universe. Wow, wow, and wow. What a week has transpired since we last connected on Morning Glory. Our Lord Sai's infinite, selfless love came oozing through every atom of creation. In Prashanthi Nilayam, it has been raining love, blowing love, love serving, love bending to clean. Everything was pure love, selfless, infinitely divine, overwhelmingly loving, that over 100,000 people, that is over 1 lakh people experienced in person over the past 1 week, and several hundred thousand more connected with this extravaganza in real time, and this amazing display of loving excellence of Prashanthi Nilayam via the live web streaming on radiosai.org and through various cable providers across India in real time while it was happening. At Radio Sai, our global engagement with Baba's beloved followers on social media has gone through the roof. The figures are simply mind-blowing. It was almost unbelievable how many millions, yes, you heard it right, how many millions have connected with the recent 90th birthday celebrations here in Prashanthi Nilayam through Radio Sai Global Harmony. The past week has been both mind-blowing and mind-boggling. For many of us, it seems like this big blur of joy and celebration and enjoyment. Dear brothers and sisters, I urge you to go to either our homepage, which is radiosai.org, or our Facebook page, and take a look at all the videos in case you missed some particular event. Each event was par excellence. By the time you finish gasping over one event, the next one would begin, and we just were enthralled. We were transported to a different world altogether. Now at this point, I'd like to share with you a post by Miss Isha Narayanan, who wrote on her Facebook page, and I think her sentiment captures a lot that many people experienced. Isha Narayanan commented, and I quote Isha, "I will not forget these 10 days. It was like being a part of a universe where there was nothing but celebrations, colors, lights, prasadam, and the best of music. It was a surreal experience. Souls from all over the world reached the abode of their love and sat together and enjoyed their king's hospitality. The thousands of sevadal toiled day and night to make this happen. Watching them run around here and there without stopping for a breath, as if it was their own function, their daughter's wedding perhaps, was truly inspiring. What was the reason for this enthusiasm? What motivated all these people to be here and to serve? There's just one answer to this: love and love alone. Swami always said that the answer to everything is love. Thank you, Swami." Unquote. Those were the words of Isha Narayanan, found on our Facebook page. Such deep and intense grace has touched us all that we need several weeks to bring you this, some glimpses of this glory, so that you can assimilate it in easy portions. And at Radio Sai, we placed a mega new offering of our love and gratitude at His Lotus Feet, about which I will have a studio guest, a member of our team, share some details in the second half of Morning Glory today. But first, let me bring you into Prashanthi Nilayam right now. It is precisely 45 minutes past 9 a.m., that is Indian Standard Time, in the ashram. And the current temperature is a mild and comfortable 21 degrees. We are expecting a daytime high of only 28 degrees Celsius this afternoon. The skies are clear, bright and blue. And tonight we are expecting lows of 17 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow we can look forward to a bright sunny day with clear skies again. So while November 23rd marked the 90th year of the divine advent of our Lord, about which I have so much to share with you, so many details, time is too less, so I guess in installments over the next few episodes of Morning Glory, and throughout the day, through the course of Thursday Live, all my colleagues who host various shows will share with you some details, of course. So while this 23rd was the birthday, the celebrations of this blessing began much earlier. In fact, exactly a month ago, very quietly, that is on 23rd of October, the Sai healthcare system took yet another quantum leap into taking the Sai mission forward. The Sri Satya Sai General Hospital inaugurated a brand new humongous extension block, and it gives me great pride and joy to share with you right now a very special conversation with four key players involved in this momentous development. They are Dr. Ramesh Vadwani and Dr. Ravi Dabir of the United States of America, and Dr. V.K. Verma and Mr. Neeraj Acharya of the Sri Satya Sai General Hospital at Prashanthi Nilayam in Puttaparthi. And this special conversation was recorded just the day after its inauguration on October 24th, 2015, right here in the studio in Prashanthi Nilayam. I would love for you to listen to it, and then we'll take this conversation further. Have a listen, please, and be ready to be wowed. Sairam, dear listeners, the Satya Sai mission is surging ahead every single day. It can well be described as a "here we grow again and again and again" phenomenon that is so typical of everything associated with Prashanthi Nilayam, which truly is the spiritual capital of the universe, where Bhagwan Baba taught us that service to man is service to God. For example, just yesterday, on 23rd of October 2015, the most beautiful, functional and enormous extension building of the Sri Satya Sai General Hospital was inaugurated by Dr. M.C. Mishra, the director of the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, New Delhi. Today, we have some esteemed Sai instruments to tell us more about it, and it is now my pleasure to introduce them to you. With us, we have Mr. Ramesh Vadwani, who is the president of Sai Systems International, a tech solutions company founded in 1993 and located in Shelton, Connecticut, USA. His company, rather, has centers also in Pune and Chennai, and Mr. Ramesh Vadvani happens to be the president of the Prashanti Trust. Sai Ram, Mr. Vadvani, and a very warm welcome to Radio Sai.
Thank you.
We also have with us Dr. Ravi Dabir, a dentist from Baldwinsville in upstate New York in the U.S. Dr. Dabir is now retired from active practice in the U.S., but Bhagwan has now retired him to serve actively as his instrument. Very interestingly, Dr. Ravi Dabir has been with Swami for, 66 years. That is, since and before his birth in 1948. Sai Ram, Dr. Dabir, and welcome to Radio Sai.
Sai Ram, thank you for having us here.
It's a pleasure to have all of you here. Also joining us in this conversation is Air Vice Marshal Dr. V.K. Verma, the Medical Superintendent of the Sri Sathya Sai General Hospital of Prashanthi Nilayam. He's been on Radio Sai before, and it's a pleasure to welcome him once again. Sai Ram, sir.
Thank you very much, Sai Ram.
Finally, also joining us is the Senior Manager of Administration at the Sri Sathya Sai General Hospital, Brother Neeraj Acharya, who happens to be an alumnus of the Sai University. Sai Ram, Brother Neeraj.
Sai Ram Didi.
It's very nice to finally have you with us.
Thank you.
Welcome,
pleasure
everybody.
For me.
Now, yesterday was such a joyful day for all of us in Prashanthi Nilayam, and also for Swami's devotees who follow Radio Sai, because they were watching this grand celebration of the inauguration of the extension block of the new hospital. I'm going to begin with Dr. Verma. Dr. Verma, we already have a very active, busy and successful Sri Sathya Sai General Hospital that Bhagwan started so many years ago, I believe in 1957?
56.
So why the need for a new building?
Om Sri Sai Ram, I offer first my humble pranams to Swami, and you pardon me here to saying that this is not a new hospital. It's a new building which is extension of the earlier existing hospital, right, which was built by Swami 60 years back.
That is right.
And for the free service, totally free service, we don't have a billing section even in this hospital. Free service of the humanity. And the need of this extension building, basically the purpose is the decongestion of the wards. Because the present building is so much congested with the wards one to one, it is touching. And it is not good as per the WHO norms. As well as our patients has increased in subsequent years. For the past 16 years or 15 years, we are having about 1,200 patients per day we are seeing.
Wow.
Or I can say, if we calculate on a year basis, is 3.6 lakh patients we are seeing in a year.
360,000 patients a year?
Yes. So since the inception of the hospital on 4th April 56, till date we have seen this my number of patients.
Incredible.
Further I will say that in 60 years we have seen 1 crore, which comes to 1 billion or so, that is plus patients we have seen. It's a very large figure.
It's a mind-blowing figure.
Yes. And no doubt the enhancement of the quality care services we already there from the beginning, but as an advancement occurs in the field of medical care. It was the need of the present that we must make our also hospital equipped with the modern equipment. All the three factors, they culminated to bring the expansion building.
Brother Neeraj, you have something to add?
Yeah, I would like to add to what Dr. Verma said so nicely was the present building, the area that we have, is good to accommodate about 70 beds comfortably.
Inpatient.
And I must share this with you that actually now we have almost 110 beds. And why I'm saying almost, because most of the times we have so much of demand that it goes to 120, 125, 130 in the same carpet area that we have. And to provide the proper comfort and the need, the care to the patients to have a good working space around them where the doctors can take care of them nicely, this was proposed that we should have another building so that we can spread out our medical facilities so that patients are taken care of first, because that's what Swami wanted, that the patients are Swami's forms, is coming to us in those forms, and we should take care of them as well as possible. And that's why the new facility has come up where we can have more space to give better patient care.
It's so interesting and almost like a dream that somebody would think so lovingly. Mm. And as Dr. Verma said, there is no billing involved at all. Mr. Vadvani, did you wish to add something, sir?
Yeah, at the other important point from a medical point of view, if you have capacity of 70 and you're treating 110 plus, these physical sick people are not in the rooms and wards, they're in the corridors. And you got OPD patients walking up and down with cough and cold and what have you, there's a highly important chance of getting infection. So with Swami's grace, the hospital has not seen that kind of problem. But in human level, think about it, that's not the right way. These patients need much more than that. So this will decongest the hospital and take the OPD patients out to a near block and free up more rooms for the inpatients and quality of care. That's important.
Something I would like to add here also, that our doctors, they were seeing the patients in one chamber, three doctors sit together. Because rotation doctor used to come, space is the same, and we have to accommodate them also. So this is one of the factors there was, that when patient comes to doctor, he wants his privacy also. To keep his privacy also, we have to create this situation, so that each doctor in one chamber sees the patient. Number one is this. Then another thing also, the pediatric ward was mixed up with the medical ward. We needed a separate pediatric ward independent. So this will be created out of this of 10-bedded pediatric ward also. And anything in the pediatric OPD, we need certain more rooms for the children. One is the feeding room for the mother, which was not there. Then another thing also, toys room or play room for the children. Because when they come, either they are sick or healthy, they want to play among the peer group. So that was one of the need of that also. In this way, we wanted more rooms.
Dr. Dabir?
Sai Ram. See, Swami started this hospital because his mother, Ishwarama, requested him to have a healthcare facility in Puttaparthi. This was back in 54. So it was a two-bedded hospital in two rooms, basically, just like what we live in today in the ashram.
Ashram, yes.
So, the population then in the ashram was maybe 100 people used to come back and forth and for Swami's darshan and go back. But it slowly increased. So from 2 beds, it went to 8 beds. And then it went to 70 beds. And today we are at 110 beds.
Yes.
So because the population in Prashantinilayam and the surrounding area in Puttaparthi and the other 50-mile radius that we serve, and that's a lot of patients we are seeing, 1,200 patients a day.
Yes, it's a thriving, growing community.
Yes, and it's all because of Swami.
Only because of Swami, yeah, absolutely. Yes. Mm-hmm. Brother Neeraj?
Yeah, as the demand for medical care has grown and we have got about 1,000 plus patients coming, as years roll by, as naturally, of course, we have given preference for accommodating patients. And with that, it may be a surprise for many to know our administration, we have given the least space because we are here to first take care of patients. I must share with you, our engineer of the hospital presently sits in a small place which is actually a staircase. And the way he works, I am really surprised and inspired. A senior man who has retired from engineering services of the government works in a small table which is set up in a staircase area. And he doesn't mind doing it every day. He comes and works from morning till evening. So as we have given preference and priority to patients' needs, it was also necessary to have a good working environment for the office people. Just for example, we wanted to have a nice conference hall so that we can conduct various preventive and healthcare education related mm-hmm. activities. We have active training programs for our postgraduate students, medical students, as well as for nurses. If you want to conduct any seminar or workshop, to have a nice, good hall. All this we are able to provide now, that with Swami's grace, that we have this new building which has come up, inaugurated in His Divine Presence yesterday.
And if I'm not mistaken, Brother Neeraj, isn't your office in the thick of the obstetrics and gynecology ward?
True. In fact, three of us, we are in one room, yes. Stuffed in.
And similarly, the X-ray which is there, it is next to the obstetric ward.
Yes.
It should not be there.
There, yeah.
It is going to be shifted also. It's very important for the sake of the obstetric woman and all that. And another thing also I would like to add here, people may be thinking that we have spoken the figure of 1 crore we have seen from inception of the hospital till date. And they must be thinking that how they have arrived on this figure. It is very interesting, I would like to say. 15 years back figures we have got. But I have got certain doctors with me, those who joined in 76, they are still working. And they could guide me on for these figures. Because prior to that, figure was known to everyone about 200 or odd or 150 and all that. So in this way, I collected the data from them, from their source. And I made average of that. And that's why I have arrived on this 1 crore plus figure. That 1 crore being the 10 million patients.
Thank you for that. This question is for Dr. Ravi Dabir from the US. Dr. Dabir, how did Bhagwan initiate this massive new project? What history can you share with us?
Since 2001, I've been running the dental department on a voluntary basis. And I was there every four months in a year. So I was seeing the number of patients keep growing. And there's lack of room there, lack of space, as previously pointed out by Dr. Verma and others. So I went to Bhagwan and I said, Swami, we need more space in the general hospital. Then Bhagwan said, no, that space is enough. So I cried and, pleaded with him, and then he finally, agreed to listen to us. So we showed him the plans on 2006 in birthday time. He looked at it and then he said, okay, you go ahead. So we got excited. We were going to put up another floor on top of the existing building. And then finally, Swami called us later on when I came back for Guru Purnima and said, no, the building will not take another floor on top. You go behind. Behind means knocking down the big rocks hill there, which requires dynamite blasting, and that's going to disturb the current hospital. So Swami decided, okay, that's not going to work. Then finally we pleaded, we'll go across the street where the new building is existing right now. Swami said, wait. So since 2006, we've been waiting, and it happened that Mr. V. Srinivasan was visiting New York in 2012, after Swami's passing away from his body. And I pleaded with Mr. V. Srinivasan. I said, this plan has been presented to Swami before and he had accepted it, and we would like to pursue on doing this. So then he inquired, we means who? Then I said, we means Prashanti Trust, which is a non-profit organization, and Mr. Vadvani is the president of our trust. And we have taken up projects like this before, and we would like to be a part of it. So V. Srinivasan came back and discussed it with Chakravarti, and we got an email from him, and he said, okay, go ahead. So during my next visit, we sat down with the doctors and came up with a strategy of planning, and then Dr. Verma pursued it and got the architectural drawings done. And even though Swami was not physically present with us, he guided us in all our plannings. So on 2014, January 15th, we did the Bhumi Puja for the new hospital.
As Dr. Dabir, as you were saying about the location of the new building, I just recollect one incident which I heard from the contractor who has done this beautiful building. He was telling me that when he was just a young boy, 25 years ago rather, when he was a schoolboy, since he had come to Puttaparthi to have Swami's darshan, and he said, as he was walking on the road right next to the present building where the new building has come up, when he saw that patch of land where there are a lot of trees, greenery around, he knew there was a general hospital already next to that. Since when he saw that land with those trees, he felt, now that so many patients are coming to this hospital, why not Swami make a small shed here to accommodate the waiting patients? This is a thought which came into his mind about 25 years ago. And he says, I was so thrilled when I actually got this contract for this work that I'm able to now make a big building in the same place for the benefit
and
of patients.
A very beautiful state-of-the-art building, yeah. Not a shed.
Yeah.
I have a question. The land on which the building now sits across from the current hospital, was it a property of the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust?
Yes.
Okay. We did not have to buy it.
Yes.
Oh, okay, wonderful.
I will like to add, as Dr. Ravi Dabir has very rightly given the background of the building, how it has come out. But I would like to add here one thing. Bhagwan is the supreme director, that we all know. He only knows what to be given and what time he decides to give. This is one of the things we should keep in our mind, that he knows only. You see, at the time of puja, earlier in 2006 or so, which you mentioned, Swami decided the time and puja time also. He stopped it.
Oh, when you were proposing to build the building
above
the current building.
And everybody was surprised, why Swami has sent a message to stop it. And everybody was surprised, and which he has now narrated later on that everything and all that culminates in its own time. So this is the direction of the director, and we are his instrument to play. And he always wants from us to play the part to the best of his satisfaction. And our only aim is that how we should play our best role to please our God. Nothing else.
Wonderful. Now, beyond that, Dr. Verma, what can you tell us about this new facility? Listeners, they haven't had the tour that I have had. I've had many tours of the building when it was under construction. Every time I went for a blood test, I just walked in. It was so inviting to check it out. And then Brother Neeraj gave me a tour later on.
I'll start basically. It's a very good question. So at present in the new building, there are three floors covering an area of 39,000 square feet. And the first floor which we count, the lowest one, though people they call it as a basement, we call it as a lower ground floor. It accommodates the physiotherapy department, sample collection room, ultrasound scan room, 600 MA digital X-ray machine, which is our old X-ray machine, 600 MA, and is being digitized at present. Then we are buying another multi-mobile 2.560 MA machine, high-frequency mobile X-ray machine. Then dental OPG is there. Then seminar hall with seating capacity of 80 to 100 for conducting patient counseling cum educational programs. CMEs, telemedicine, teaching sessions of nurses and paramedical staff, and yoga classes also. You will be happy to know we have started the yoga classes for hypertension patients as well as the diabetic patients. And we have found a good result in that. Their diabetes is controlled, hypertension also, their doses are lowered. This has been observed by us. Hospital conference hall, gas manifold, autoclave room, which was earlier, the autoclave room, autoclaves were in the OT itself.
What does autoclave
mean? When we sterilize our disposables, instruments and all that for operations and other places. Yeah. Because it is a high technique. And it is not supposed to be in the OT. OT should have only one small autoclave for emergency purposes. Otherwise, it should be in the autoclave room. Then mini laundry, this our domestic high-duty machines. Because these patient clothes, they are very delicate. And we want that we should wash it here ourselves and give it to the patient. Then server room, electrical control room has come up in that. These are the items which I have said, the department lower ground. Then we come on the ground floor, which is also 13,000 square feet. And it will accommodate emergency cum casualty department. And there will be a resuscitation room. Then we have got tri room, male and female injection rooms, duty doctor room, general and family medicine OPD. Then we have got this spacious waiting area for patients, which is more important rather than anything else. The patient, when they come, if we make them at least comfortable, till their turn comes, so they are happy.
And it's very beautiful and attractive with lovely natural lighting in the
middle. That's true.
Aesthetically presented.
That's true. And first floor accommodates male and female medical wards, dental OPD, ENT OPD, podiatry. Podiatry is another department which was added last year.
I see.
And it is a boon to the patient, those who are having the foot problems like ulcers or diabetic ulcer, fissures and corns and all that. And we have got a senior nurse whom we have trained at CMC Vellore for this purpose. And she has done a really beautiful job for
and
this.
And you know, it's so thoughtful because the community that we are, set in a rural area with an ashram outlook, dietary is a big necessity around here because we do walk barefooted a lot.
Even you will be happy to know that this type of department is not available with the multinational hospitals also.
Sir, they're not thinking of the patient, they're thinking of the bottom line. So
yes.
Here the focus is on patient care. Patient is God.
Then hospital lab will come in this building. DNB teaching room, medical superintendent office, administrative offices will be in this room. The present building will have a better patient flow since the new building. In the old building department, which now continue there, the obstetric department, surgery and ophthalmology will remain here with that, and new pediatric ward will come up in that. Department OBG will get now more space. So there you get about 7 to 6 rooms more so that patient beds can be spread and they can be accommodated in that. As per the WHO, because we are planning in future, whether it comes up or not, Swami knows, accreditation of this hospital also. So that's why we are thinking that these things will help us at that time of accreditation. Because when the accreditation team comes, they see first what is the patient care and patient comfort. These are the basic things which we should provide to the patient first, rest everything is later on. The new pediatric ward and OPD department will also remain in the old building along with the NICU. dietary services and housekeeping continue to remain in the old building, and they will provide their services to the new ward of the building and all that from the same building. The new facilities, which has been augmented by creating a new 10-bedded pediatric ward, then, as you have said, that what are the new things going to come up? One is 10-bedded pediatric ward. Computerization of the hospital, total hospital is going to come up. And the IT services will be there, which was not earlier with us. New 200 kV generator in addition to the present generator is added. Two lifts, EPBX with 300 telephone lines. At present we have got only 70 lines EPBX. And ultra-modern biomedical equipment for all the departments. So this is the total which will be covered in the present year.
Just to expand on Dr. Verma, he mentioned OPG. A lot of people may not know what OPG X-ray is. OPG X-ray is used in dental and ENT and some plastic surgery cases. It is a panoramic X-ray which gives the X-ray images of the upper and lower jaw and also of the sinus in relation to the skull. And the other abbreviation he used was NICU, N-I-C-U. NICU is neonatal intensive care.
Okay, so those are the wards.
So these are the things that they like to add, because so many people may not know what NICU
yes,
is.
Because we're not familiar with medical parlance.
Right.
That is right.
And just to add to Dr. Verma, sir has given us a detailed account of what is coming in each of the two buildings.
Mm-hmm.
There's one department which I would say is common in both the buildings, and that is Swami's altar. Which is so necessary and important in
the
any institution.
Of all the goodness
absolutely.
That prevails
yeah.
there.
Yeah, because Swami wanted good, technically sound service to be coupled on the spiritual platform, on the foundation base of spirituality. And for that, Swami's altar is a common thing in both the buildings. And as you have seen yesterday, when the building opened up and there is this beautifully, naturally lit quadrangle that we have, and Swami's beautiful altar that has come up with an quadrangle, so that as the patient walks in into the new building, the first thing what he or she would see is Swami's blessing photo.
And I tell you, that only reassures you as a patient.
Kanukane Swami yokka tripti ye vidhanga undali?
How to please Bhagavan?
Sadgunamunu manam mottamotta nimpukovali manam.
First we should fill our heart with good virtues.
Nedu oka vidhanganu repu maroka vidhanga kodanu marchukokoddu.
We should not go on changing from day to day.
Chelinchina manasunu bramincina drishtini manam poshinchukovali.
We should see that we'll have the unwavering mind and steadiness in our vision.
Sairam,
we are getting
$6
cost
deep interest open and inspired.
Want to be inculcated to us? You will listen to this, you will be surprised. Earlier, the plan which was there.
Sairam, dear listeners, apologize for that technical glitch, and we will continue the conversation where it got interrupted. Sorry about that.
Where the altar is there, that floor was not supposed to be there. Lower ground floor also. And by default this came. Then somebody was said, Maga, no, don't call it default. It is default, it has come and this has become in that. Because Swami willed it to that he wanted his altar. When we see now, suppose this could have not been there, where the altar will go of the Swami? There is no place for that. We wanted a central place for the altar, and which Swami has created for us.
This really does sound like a dream. I've been to the hospital, and dear listeners, at the first possible opportunity, you should take the time to check it out on our website, radiosci.org, when you see the inauguration function. It really is a most modern, sophisticated, yet spiritually vibrant temple of healing that we have, that Swami has given us. And we know a building of this caliber, almost 40,000 square feet, it just doesn't grow from ground up with love and fresh air. This must cost a lot of money. Brother Neeraj, you are a senior manager in the admin there. What can you tell us about the financial outlays involved? Bhagwan has been so generous, and he has just given and inspired enough people to have such enormous hearts and to put up these enormous temples of healing. Although he was quite capable of waving his hand and making some such structures rise, Swami followed proper human protocol and taught us how such things should be done.
Absolutely. In fact, one thing that all of us, we believe, is that through such projects, Swami gives all of us the opportunity to contribute in whichever way we can. As you asked about the financials, this whole building which has come up is not just 1 or 2 crores, but the civil part by itself, the building part by itself, we have spent more than 6 crores on the building.
Which is in US dollars would be?
Million plus dollars.
I see. That's a lot of money just for the building alone.
That's only for the building. However, the reason I believe why Swami does it this way is because he wants the building in such a way that it is so patient friendly. And I remember when the Parthi Super Specialty Hospital came up and when the design was shown to Swami and he had approved it, he said that make the building so homely, so spacious that when the patients walk in, many of them, it would be a first visit to the hospital. They should feel very comfortable. And that's why all Swami's institutions have a very grand and spacious environment. So the building by itself cost more than 6 crores. Apart from that, what is important, as Dr. Verma said earlier, that the focus was given on providing better equipment so that we can do better patient care.
So basically upgrading.
Upgrading,
all the
adding some of the equipment to a little better quality, higher grade. And on those additional equipment, we have spent almost to the tune of 2 crores on that for the general hospital alone.
Upgrading.
Yes. So roughly to the tune of 8 crores plus that has been spent on this beautiful building which has come up. And one thing that needs to be added is this is only one part of the thing. We are also going to have similar thing done for the existing building.
So that too will be repaired and upgraded?
Yes, some the departments there.
Complete renovation will be there. Complete renovation.
Lot of big financial outlays involved again.
Yeah.
What Neeraj is mentioning is once you start moving the departments from the current infrastructure, I mean, the OPD buildings, the ENT and dentistry, other, which are moving out on the other side, it creates more space.
Right.
But the space needs to be refurbished and new equipment needs to purchase because some of the equipment have an end of life in there. So we anticipate another $200,000 to $300,000 to be spent over the next 6 months to a year to refurbish the whole space down. And to add to the point, this technology, which is planned in and budgeted, server rooms are created, the ducts are put in, the wiring has to go in, the technology equipment has to come in, and whole stuff, other equipment like x-rays that have been ordered recently, which are not in the budget, all said and done. To summarize, civil versus technology versus the clinical equipment, the hospital is about $1.8 million.
How much would that be in rupees?
6.5 crores makes $1 million these days. So if the whole all said and done, it's like about 11 to 12 crores for those who are listening in Indian channels. Yeah.
And you know, as a frequent user of the hospital, sir, I have benefited so much from his presence because I'm a resident of Puttaparthi and I have an extended family, and my family and I use that hospital not only for myself but for the hundreds of patients who go there every day. I just don't know what to say about the enormity of heart and the generosity of spirit of all those movers and shakers whose names we never come across, whose faces we never see, and who make all this happen. It just moves me to tears. How did Swami inspire so many people to be so good?
Yes.
In a world where dog eat or dog, everybody's on their own trying just to build themselves and their personal wealth and their family wealth, how do people have such generosity to care for so many strangers? And if there's one being on this planet who has actually activated this process, that spirituality is about reaching out to others, it's only a Swami.
Yeah. In fact, yeah, financial part is one angle that
exactly.
We spoke about. But I just was thinking when we were sharing the financial data, was that the time and effort that
I know.
Thousands of people
and the interest, the deep interest. Brother Neeraj facilitated some time ago a tour for some people I had brought to see this new hospital wing. And dear listeners, they were really not particularly involved with the Sai movement. And it looked like they were just seeing it very dispassionately, nonchalantly. And when they went back and they said, my God, that construction, that attention to detail, the spaciousness, there was no compromise in anything that hospital had. Even someone who doesn't even believe in what we believe about Swami or His divinity, they could not notice it. Because it's so apparent that everything that has Swami's name attached to it is par excellence, just world class. Now, Dr. Ravi Dabir, if you could just bring us up to speed about who undertook the construction with inputs from the medical community.
The important thing was what I was thinking about is once we took the permission of Bhagwan and get the lay of the land and what we're going to do with it. But then once the detailed planning came about, Ravi took a lead on to it, though he's being too modest to admit it. He took a lead on it to say what's going to go where. Once he drew a rough plan in his mind and put on paper, then he went and talked to Dr. Verma to amplify that and see where things happen. But the important thing was that Dr. Verma, taking all the staff and department heads, take into consideration what would you need, how would you operate, what the patient flow is going to look like, how can you make efficient patient flows, patient not going up and down the corridors. So this institution was built by the staff, for the staff to operate, and for the benefit of the patients. So it's everybody's time and effort has gone into it in constructing this. When we talk about finances, we're talking the physical dollars, the out-of-pocket dollars, our trust being spent on it. We don't take into account the human capital. In a commercial term, human capital get paid, and that becomes part of the capital cost going through. We don't talk about Ravi Dabri or myself was traveling from the United States, having meetings here, meeting with the engineers, a meeting with the construction workers, and modifying these. These are all costs. They're soft costs, but somebody's spending that on their own goodwill because they're hard to do that. Mm-hmm. And so too people like Neeraj and others who are spending their time to have this thing up and going. Those are not budgeted in the $1.8 exactly. million dollars cost. Mm-hmm. So if you look at it commercially, this building is a lot more than $1.8 million if a commercial institution was built in a hospital like that.
Yeah, I've been here since a month trying to get everything done. I've been on Neeraj's back saying, did you do this? Did you do that? Did you do this? So, we're not considering those costs. Of course, there's no cost from my side. But if you consider all those into account, it'll definitely be more in financial.
Human capital you spoke of, and the caliber of the people who pour their heart and soul into ensuring that Swami's projects come out the way they do, that's something that I must mention. The former president of India, Dr. APJ Kalam, mentioned, he said, I don't remember the exact words, but the quote says that he's seen huge institutions around the world, but what differentiates Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba's institutions and their excellence from that of other corporate hospitals and institutions is the caliber and motivation of his managers and those behind it. So I think that the whole movement is inside out because Swami has first churned our hearts and then brought us to where we are, and that's why things are the way they are here.
It is a love Swami which has given in their hearts that flows out.
Exactly. Yes.
And exactly that's what Dr. Mishra, the chief guest of yesterday's function, mentioned.
The director of the All India Institute of Medical Sciences.
Yeah.
What did he say?
In fact, he mentioned that the enormity of All India Institute of Medical Sciences and what they do, the one thing which he mentioned, which really, made me so happy and so inspired, was he said that when I come to this hospital and see Swami's hospital, I find that the level of compassion and care and the involvement of people which I see here, commitment of human resources, is very rare to see elsewhere. And this is one area, he said, definitely AIIMS, All India Institute, would like to collaborate with our hospitals to draw inspiration from.
Yes, that is right. And I'm referring to the press release which says that Dr. Mishra said that he would like to develop a relationship between the very prestigious All India Institute of Medical Sciences in New Delhi, India, with the Sri Sathya Sai hospitals to propagate ethical and value-based medical care filled with compassion. That's such a huge compliment.
While I was taking to the initial first building, and Dr. Mishra told me, my visit here is fruitful and it has opened my mind.
And we hope his heart as well. Dr. Verma, what special concerns did you keep in mind when you were planning this whole new project, this whole extension?
Actually, if you see, basic aim was of this building to decondition, which is already we achieved it. Mm-hmm. We have achieved that goal. And then smooth flow of the patient. And the other thing that their comfortable sittings and all that. But already our doctors and paramedical staff, nurses and all that, they are already giving enough with the love to the patient. And it is going to continue, and it is going to, because you see, Already we have achieved by Swami's teachings that how to deal with the patient and all that. And no doubt, anything new scenario comes in the modern science, that we are going to adopt and give it to the patient also. We are at present going parallel with the corporate hospitals. Mm. Almost parallel with that. Where they are earning a lot of money and all that, but we are giving totally free of cost.
Mm-hmm. Adding to what Dr. Verma sir has said, one important component of Sai Medical Care Mission is, apart from the technical excellence, it is the way the care is given, humane way. And second thing is, what Swami said, prevention is our goal.
Yes.
So that is one area on preventive which, care. Preventive care, which is one area on which all the Sai hospitals are focusing on, and as well as the general hospital. So we do have active patient educational programs to make the patients understand that how they don't fall ill by themselves. I remember one statement from Swami's discourse way back in 1960s when he said that just before his discourse, it looks like that time's medical superintendent had read out the report of the hospital. And Swami mentioned in the discourse that the report of the hospital was given and said that the patient care has increased so much. But having said that, I'll be very happy if the number of patients coming here become less because they become more healthier. So focus on the preventive healthcare as well. So coming back to that, we want to augment our patient education programs for which we have provided enough amenities in the new building. Second thing is that we have a very active postgraduate DNB, Diplomat of National Board, course for medical students. We are giving them facilities for a better training, and we have got enough space, audiovisual equipment in the new building for that. And more importantly, I would say is that the way the layout is made, it adds to the comfort and soothing of the patient as they walk in. So that half of their healing, as Swami says, will be taken care by the way they are comfortable as they walk in into the building.
The other additional point we added is, you know, in any non-profit organization, and especially Swami's institutions, we do have other devotees across the world who like to come and serve. And we commonly in Sai hospitals do get foreign doctors who come and spend a week or 2 weeks or a month. And Dr. Dabir comes once a month and his doctors come on dental basis throughout the year. And yes, he's a rotating doctor.
He coordinates that.
Right. So they need a space for them. So when these doctors come and you barge upon in a small hospital, you're displacing a current consultant. Or you sit in a small chair in the corner. You do not have privacy. So what they have planned, your question, what else has been planned for, is there's a separate section set aside for visiting consulting doctors coming in, so you're displacing somebody else, where they are using a rotating chair. So the office is set aside because the space is there. So that makes more efficient from the point of view of having more efficient care for the patients.
That's really nice to see that foresight has been included.
Yes.
The new facility also, we already started functioning since yesterday. The dental and the podiatric department already started there seeing their patients since yesterday afternoon. And it's really a pleasing note to see that a little part of the old hospital is decongested in that area. You can see a little bit relief. The patients can move around. Otherwise, we have about 30 people sitting in the dental, and we have about 35, 40 people with the kids sitting in the pediatric department across the dental room or in the old hospital. So this makes it a little bit easier for the pediatric department to function more efficiently.
I was one of the first patients today.
The hallmark of every hospital is patient care. Rest of the things are later. Most of the hospital, they forget that. But this hospital, even we don't have a full staff, we have got a staff, but not that much. And we make it sure that the patient care is not neglected.
That makes it a Sathya Sai Hospital, the hallmark. Dr. Ravi Dabir, one question arises. It's one thing to build a beautiful hospital and get it started, and there's so much of enthusiasm. Sustainability, and Bhagwan was very particular about financial sustainability of his institutions and the projected costs. What are your thoughts on that? What can you share with us?
Well, we are fortunate that Bhagawan gave us this opportunity to serve our community and our friends and our family and the brothers and sisters in this area by putting up a new structure to help
treat the patient in a more compassionate and loving way. The average cost of operating for the general hospital is about $50,000 or 30 lakhs. So we at Prashanthi Trust are very enthusiastic about taking this cost on us for the next 3 years. And hopefully for a longer period of time, we would like to offer our services in taking over this cost upon the trust.
That's a huge outlay per year.
It's about $500,000 or a little bit more, $600,000 per year. And if you add inflation to it...
Exactly. India has a runaway inflationary rate.
Right. So you can say roughly $750,000 per year. And Prashanthi Trust would like to try to do this also. That's all we can say about it. And Ramesh, has anything to add to it?
I do have a question for Uncle Ramesh Vadvani. Sir, how do Baba's instruments get inspired to undertake such massive projects? This is unbelievable philanthropy from Baba's devotees that is benefiting so many. And the unique feature is this. We're not like the Bill Gates Foundation or any other such foundation that has a huge PR department and a publicity department and an image improvement. People work so quietly, so behind the scenes. Give us an insight into it.
It's a very good question you bring it up, and makes people's mind get fathomed with these things. But there are souls out there who truly think and believe, like most people here around me talking about it, that what we have is not ours. This talent that we have, we didn't get it. With God's grace, somebody put us in school and college and got us a degree. Somebody put in the right family so we can achieve goals. We had a good friend circle or a good societal support, then we get what we have. So these houses and the motorboats and conveniences, this is not that just came from thin air, you made it. So once you start realizing that it's been given to you as a trust by the good Lord, you got to find beyond my food on table and the shelter on my head, what else do I do with the money that God has given or the assets that He has given to you? Once you have that concept that I'm just a trustee, it is not me who is giving, it is He who has given, you're giving it back to Him. The concept being, Swami has taught all of us, Manava Seva is Mahadava Seva. I cannot go and say, go to Swami, Swami is serving you, the physical body up there. It is He is in everyone. So once we have that concept feeling, people get motivated. So important thing is when people start realizing that what work that Central Trust does is among us, and they do out of heart for the benefit of the poor people, and money that comes in into whether Prashanthi Trust or whether coming into Direct Trust in different places, and we know for sure, someone listening may not know this, is there is no overhead. If you go to Red Cross, if you go to other non-profit, there is a certain percentage of the dollars, whether it is 0.3 or 0.4 of dollar, is set aside for the corporate salaries and operating the trust and budget.
I believe it's more than that, especially for the United Way and the Red Cross.
It's about 30%.
Yes. So in our situation, it is the 100% or nearly 100% money, it goes for the cause of the people who are deserving to have it. They have nots. And how do they get it to the trust? And this is, when I go talk about these projects and talk to different people in the United States, the people feel amazed that how does it happen? Nobody pays us to fly down from Connecticut to Houston or Los Angeles or coming down here overseeing project or RWW coming down and spending a month. Nobody pays him. Money doesn't come from any trust to do that. This is all out of pocket dollars. This is called the currency of love. So there are people who really get motivated and want to give more and more at Swami's lotus feet to serve. When they see that the cause is good, when they see the money is coming in, being spent for the right purpose, they just open up their hearts. They just open up their hearts. Whether somebody gives you $500, somebody gives $100, and there are people who give tens of thousands of dollars for the cause. So it doesn't matter who gives how much, but collectively, it is loving hearts, a few hundred people, who work with us in the trust, who ongoing basis want to do more and more. So it's just the loving hearts out there who are ready to serve. They just need to know that where the money is going, how it's being used. There is a misconception that Swami built the hospital and the hospital runs on his own, the doctors are coming in on their own. But no, Swami pays the electric bill.
And doctor's salaries.
And doctor's salaries and buying medicines.
trading of equipment and medicines.
Capital, these are all costs which the central trust bears. And average devotee thinks the hospital is built and just run on, so people are volunteering their time. That is not true.
I think as people come in touch with Swami and his work, that really gives the biggest inspiration. One more point to add was, we spoke about the beautiful altar that has come up in the new building. I'm very glad to share that all the staff of the hospital, we were so happy and inspired that this building is coming up. We thought, why not we make the altar ourselves? And all the staff have come together and financed the whole altar cost ourselves. So that's the way Swami inspires people to be part of his beautiful, grand, divine mission by inspiring them to be one of the small components, insignificant like the squirrel in Rama's time, to be part of his mission so that we derive the joy and the benefit by being part of the mission.
And that's why I mean currency of love. These are soft dollars which are not into the $1 million talked about earlier in terms of the civil cost. It is soft dollars of love floating through, and that cost adds up. We don't see it in the budgetary sessions.
Mm-hmm. When our motive is truthful, everything flows. Right. Swami has said once this thing. Because somebody asked Swami, Swami, you are going to make these hospitals, schools, colleges, and how it will be done? He says, when your intention and motive is in the right direction, the rest of the thing flows itself.
Dr. Ravi Dabir, you put your heart and soul into ensuring the culmination that we saw yesterday, and you yourself and Mr. Vadvani, you're already thinking in terms of future outlays and ensuring continuity and perpetuity. All this goodwill after Bhagwan left the body, did it have any impact on your motivation?
Not on myself personally, since I think I know Bhagwan for 66 years, but I'm still not sure whether I know him or not. Nobody can know his master, but it didn't affect me personally. But of course, as you know, the flow of funds did reduce a little bit, even though about 40% significantly. But we have been motivating people in U.S. amongst our friend circle, Dr. Ramesh Vadvani's friend circle, that don't give up hope, don't give up faith. This is not a project for Swami to run it. This is a project Swami left us so that we can be a participant in this vehicle. Swami has said, you know, the bus is ready or the train is ready or the plane is ready. You have to hop into it to go anywhere you want to go. If you don't hop into it, you're left behind. So that's what my feeling is, and I never lost faith in Swami, and I will never lose faith in Swami. So is our family too. So, you know, my brother, Dr. Sundaresh, is the medical director for Whitefield Hospital. So we are here to stay.
Yeah, and Swami is there still guiding, though not physically seen. He has been guiding. And one incident which I can share in that respect is a year ago when the new building plan was getting, there were some modifications suggested. For example, initial plan was the new building will have only OPD. And then a suggestion came that probably we could have some departments moving to the new building and some departments staying back. For example, mother-child stays back in the present building. Then there were a lot of discussion and debates on that. There are pros and cons of both the options. And then it was thought, how do you take a final call? And who can be the better to take a final call than Bhagwan? But unlike before, where we could go to Swami with a small letter and small request and ask for his guidance, and he will tell, okay, you did do it this way. It was not available in his physical absence. But what we did was, we did ask for his guidance in his beautiful altar, which he has come every year to the General Hospital whenever he visited. So we put a chit in front of the altar seeking Bhagwan's guidance, that you give us, tell us, which is the better option. And that process of taking the chit was done not just once or twice, three times. And all the three times, Swami's guidance was, yes, have these departments moving to the new building and have these other departments staying in the old building. And so he gave the verdict, yes, go with this option, and we went ahead with that.
Mr. Vadvani, you've been very active. You've been the president of the Prashanti mm-hmm. Trust, and you've been very active in supporting Sai Mission with goodwill from America. In light of Bhagwan's departure from the physical form, obviously your motivation hasn't dwindled or changed, but What do you tell others who suddenly feel no things are different now, or who assume that we have this money tree here and, you know, Swami Central Trust can do everything all the time, any which way? They don't realize the practical responsibility that each of us shares to ensure that his legacies not only live but thrive and grow as you.
Ravi, myself, we have good fortune, and so not we deserve it, of interacting with Bhagawan and having many personal interviews. And the important thing that I've come across in many of the conversations, well, Bhagawan says, when do I come back, Bhagawan? He says, Mother is already here. You come whenever you want. This house is yours. This ashram is yours. The institutions are yours. So that's how he would communicate. So he didn't build this ashram institution for himself. He built it so that we can really live by love all, serve all, help ever, hurt never, manav seva, madhav seva. He created this humongous infrastructure for us so we can serve through the structure. It's not that something sits dormant in there. So we have that interacting with him is that we have learned over time this is a great vehicle for us to propagate the mission of Swami of helping others, because the infrastructure is there. Now you've got to put your mind, body, soul, operating dollars to expand it further and replenish it. It's no different than, I would say, you grow up, you have your own house and parents have the house. You grow out of it. Now, your parents are ailing in their 60 and 70 years old. They're not as young as they were when they're younger. Now, you don't get to tell mom, can I come back and this needs fixing, can I fix it? You don't. You know that that house is your responsibility to go fix. You don't ask the mother. You go and fix it. And say, Mom, I did it for but you get better thing. Same way, Bhagawan has built the institutions not for himself. So if some things fall apart, it's upon us to see the trustees of his institutions to figure out what we're supposed to do. You don't tell Bhagawan, can I do this? Swami, no, Manchati, no, I can do by myself. Why do I want to do that? But if we do it ourselves, says, Swami, I have done this, please, we offer his lotus feet, he'll be more than happy to do it. So this is the same way we talk to people. It says, these institutions have been built for us to serve. And for us, the mighty dollar takes 65 places longer. Same dollar will not buy you same amount of goodwill or same amount of service than what you can do here in India. So you do an operation in India and sponsor an operation, the heart operation may cost $100,000 or more. But here, our trust probably spent $3,000 to $5,000, depending on how complex the operation is. So you can see the dollar is now stretching 10 to 15 times further. You can get more people, get better health and better coverage. So that's the faith has been reinforced by looking at how Central Trust is operating and doing these humongous projects. We are just a small bubble in the big ocean that Swami has created and for everybody to serve. And as I say, same thing, in Krishna's time, Bhagawan needed only one Arjuna. In this moment, Bhagawan has created an opportunity so we all can become Arjunas. We can all play our part, whether it be $100 part or $1 million part. We all are same in his eyes, but we can all participate in carrying the mission forward. That's the opportunity. If I don't want, I can set aside. But he has given us to become Arjuna. It's for our free will whether we take that path or not take.
Very well said. Dr. Dabir?
See, it's like a mother is there. She doesn't ask the child, do you want milk or no? The mother automatically bends down and feeds the child. It's the same thing. Mother Sai has provided us this vehicle of service to the society. So it is our thinking or our buddhi we have to use to see how well can I fit into this program. So we have to decide ourselves, you know, what I can do to use this vehicle properly. The vehicle of the university, the vehicle of the hospital. You know, so these are some of the things that the devotees have to ask themselves the question, how they can be a part of it. You don't ask how this is run. Everybody, intelligent person, knows that it requires money. It doesn't come from the thin air. So the money kept in the garage or hoarded in the garage is not going to do any good. It's just stagnating there, and one fine day the rats are going to eat it and you won't have it. It is best when it is circulated. So money has to be circulated, and this is a very nice way of using this vehicle of Swami's institutions, hospital, university. so that everybody can be a part of it and grow it to their best.
You know, you gentlemen make it seem so easy to part with wealth for a good cause. A lot of people have difficulty in that area. What would you tell them?
Well, Swami has to change their mind. You know, initially it takes a little pain, but giving is, once you start giving, you feel the pressure. You feel the pleasure that, you know, you're so happy that you gave. So, you know, it is said that you have to give until it hurts. But some people say you have to give until it bleeds. Not only hurt, but bleed also. It's not your money. Mr. Vadwani said, it is not your money. What you are giving is what Swami gave you. You know, if you believe in some other God, that's fine. But what God gave you, you are giving it back. You are not going to take it with you. So that's the way we feel about it.
The other concept I can expand on what Ravi has said here is, my nephew in London, he's followed Chinmay Mission. So he asked Guruji, he says, before, I never used to give. And I was going to keep on hoarding and keep money multiplying in banks and stocks and bonds. And since I come in mission, I'm able to give more and more help, and I have more money. Guruji explained to him, which really makes very sense, is what Bhagavan would say, same thing too. He said, look at it. If you consider money, let's say water, and the water is stagnant in a well or a pond or a lake, what is the quality of that water? Over time is filthy. It has germs and it has mosquitoes and it smells. It's not pure, right? So this is not, the money is not doing any good, as Ravi mentioned. But if you go to a river and you partake that water from a river, the more fresh water keeps coming. The more money, water you take out and give it away, more money you take out and give away, the new money keeps flowing. The new water keeps flowing, which is much more sweeter, makes you feel more happier. So by giving, gives you more happiness. But like I said, your initial pain you have to take to derive that happiness, which is eventually going to come. But only when you give, you start realizing that happiness. Unless you give, you not realize it. So you got to have that understanding that giving, there is love, and give, when you give with love, and you see other people benefiting out of it, it then starts giving you happiness. And it's just, happiness you cannot go buy from outside, but happiness you give through giving. When you give, you can be more happier. And this whole purpose of life, to realize ourselves, to say that at the end, I tell people, I read this somewhere in Swami's books, he says, you may not be a great chanter of Vedas, you may not understand it, you may not be doing proper tone, but the basic, the five sentences, gives a whole summary of Vedas. Behind, and thank God. You can thank for your parents, you thank for your friends. What knowledge that you have, somebody bestowed knowledge upon you, made it possible. You're emptying people you can thank and go in the past. Look forward and trust God. If in the past He's already taken care of you, you thank Him, then He'll take care of you tomorrow too. So look for tomorrow. Look for tomorrow, you thank God. Yes. You trust God. Look around and serve God. So unless you have faith and confidence, you will not be able to serve God. So look around and look for opportunity to serve. Share what God has given to you through it. And then he says, once you start service, once you start giving, you start realizing that look inside and see God.
Mm.
You cannot just look inside and see God by itself. When you go through the process of karma and giving, you start seeing God in yourself. And then finally he says, look through each and everything that happens in the world and be God. The purpose of life is to become Swami in our thoughts, words and deeds. So no matter what the environment, what circumstances it is, to realize ourselves, and then giving is easy. Then you're not giving what you have. You're giving what's given to you. He's making you give it back, and He's guiding you where to give it. And once you start building that concept, giving becomes easier.
Well, on that very profound note, I want to thank all of you, Dr. Verma, Mr. Ramesh Vadwani, Dr. Ravi Dabir and Mr. Neeraj Acharya, for sharing your insights and behind-the-scenes stories with us. Just the profundity of this discussion makes us realize how organic this whole project is, the extension block of Bhagwan's Hospital. Thank you for being on Radio Sai.
Sairam.
Thank you. Sairam.
Sairam. Sairam. Sairam. Sairam. Sairam. Sairam.
Thank you.
Sairam, dear listeners, Welcome back to Morning Glory on Thursday Live. Today is the 26th of November 2015 and the exact time in the ashram is 48 minutes past 10 a.m. Indian Standard Time. You just heard a special conversation about the inauguration of the new extension block of the Sri Sathya Sai General Hospital here in Prashanthi Nilayam, Puttaparthi. The inauguration took place 1 month prior to Bhagwan's birthday on October the 23rd, 2015. My guests on the panel were Dr. Ramesh Vadwani and Dr. Ravi Dabir of the United States of America, and Dr. V.K. Verma and Mr. Neeraj Acharya of the Sri Sathya Sai General Hospital of Prashanthi Nilayam, India. Dear listeners, I hope you were as inspired by this conversation as I am. We would love to hear back from you. As always, you can send us your emails at listener@radiosai.org. Now, I'm very pleased to inform you that I have a studio guest from Team Radio Sai to tell us about Radio Sai's latest offering of love and gratitude at the lotus feet of our beloved Lord. But first, I have a quick question for all our listeners, and I urge you to please pay full attention. The question is as follows, and you can send me your quick answer by email at karuna@radiosai.org. I've left my email page open. My name is spelled K as in kite, A-R-U-N-A @radiosai.org. Here comes the question. What do the following world-famous, internationally acclaimed individuals have in common? And the individuals involved are Mr. Michael Herting, Dr. Michael Kohler, Guru Karaikudi Mani, Shashank, Dr. Ganeshan Kumresh, Ms. Sudha Raghunathan, Dr. Debashish Bhattacharya, Rajesh, Sheikh Lebiat, Pape Samori Sekh, and Heiner Viberni, as well as Mr. Sai Shravanam Ramani and many others. So what do these names have in common? What brings them together? When? Where? Simple quick answer expected by email from anyone who is paying attention right now. My email ID to reach me is karuna@radiosai.org. My email page is open. If I get a correct answer, I will announce your name a little bit later on the show. With that, I am very happy to welcome to the studio my colleague, brother, Arvind Sai to Morning Glory. Sai Ram, Arvind.
Sai Ram, Didi.
It's very nice to have you here with us to tell our listeners about this big, momentous offering that was placed at the lotus feet on 23rd. But there were so many wonderful things happening that the news sort of got blurred. We had no time to talk about ourselves. We were so busy capturing. So what is it that Team Radio Sai offered at his lotus feet on his birthday?
We offered a radio, a website catering to the needs of the users pertaining to Bhagwan's divine discourses.
And what is the website called?
Website is sathyasaispeaks.org, S-A-T-H-Y-A, sathyasaispeaks.org. This website is all about, it's like a search engine where people can give a keyword search or a thematical search, and they get the audio clippings of Bhagwan.
Mm-hmm. And okay, I'll ask you more about the details of the website in a bit, but my what comes to me is, what sort of a time frame was involved from the time we conceived this idea till it was offered and it was up and running?
Yeah. When I joined in 2011, I was given the job of, you know, handling the divine discourses, hearing them and getting transcribed each one of them, each one of the discourses. Later on, once I figured it out, around 1500 discourses we have of Bhagwan, which are, among them 1200 are very good, another 300 to be average to good.
In, you mean in quality, audio
quality? In quality, audio quality.
Yeah.
So later, I was hearing each one of the discourses slowly. Then I got a question, then how do people say when they come out of the Sai Kulwanthal, 30,000, 40,000 people say, I got the answer, I got the answer. Mm-hmm. one man is speaking for 1 hour and everybody getting the answer. Then I was thinking something interesting must be happening in the discourse. So I paid very, you know, keen attention in listening to it minute by minute, minute by minute. Then I figured it out that Swami actually talks about multiple themes in a single discourse. So what I have done in satyasaispeaks.org, what you see is all about multiple themes. And the time frame is like, I can put it like 4 years it has taken. But to bring this website into a shape and make it functional, it took 12 months time.
I see. And in your opinion, how can devotees or students or researchers benefit from it?
Yeah, it has got multiple themes, multiple options, advanced search. Like people can give a word called love and they can say, I want this particular theme to be gotten. I want a Chinna Katha based on this theme. They can say, I want a discourse where Swami gave in Puttaparthi, in General Hospital, for example, or in Super Hospital, and on so and so occasion, say Ram Navami. And they can say, I want on this particular date, 1988, 3rd of September, Krishnashtami. And they can say this clip should be below 5 minutes or above 15 minutes, like that. It will take some time, evolution has to take place. It's in nasal stage. Only 20 discourses have been uploaded. Around 360 clips, I suppose, we have in the database. We have 800 discourses to cover. So 800 into on an average, if you put 20 clips also, it is going to be 16,000 clips. It's a huge database where people can search in and out of what, brush to Brahman, everything they can search and what Swami spoke on. So,
and dear listeners, if you're listening to Arvind Sai's description, you may want to just browse if you're access to internet right now. The website is satyasaispeaks.org. Satya is spelled S-A-T-H-Y-A-S-A-I speaks, satyasaispeaks.org. Now, Arvind, I know you spent a lot of time trying to ensure that the wireframe, the architecture of this website is very easy to navigate for the end user. What can you tell us about the design?
Yeah. Basically, the design I made in this way, like with respect to discourse, a discourse will have 5 components. That's how I broke down the discourse into.
Okay.
A discourse, typically we have a poem,
okay,
a Chinna Katha, a story, yeah, what Swami narrates. It will have multiple topics on which Swami speaks, and it will also have bhajan or a song. Apart from that, a discourse will also have quotes. Quotes can be further divided into Telugu quotes, English quotes, Hindi quotes, Sanskrit quotes. So I basically bifurcated into these things. And every single clip I hear or make will get into one of these categories.
Categories.
And these categories will further have a subcategory. Say in topics, you say Atma.
Right.
Or education,
right,
or Swami speaking on Balvikas. So these we'll get into. So when user actually goes into the website, they can see a drop down under the discourse and they can see multiple topics coming by. And in terms of usage or in terms of navigating the website, it's very user friendly. Because people can also, in this particular platform, they can download the clips. They can also share it among the social networking platforms like Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus, LinkedIn. And they can also, you know, contribute their discourse. Suppose if somebody has Swami's discourses from 1950s and 60s and 70s, which we do not have much in our archives, they can actually write a mail. We have provided a provision for them to communicate to us and we can get back to us and get the archives done.
Oh, very good. That sounds fantastic. Now, to access this information and to reproduce it,
yeah,
are there any copyright issues to be kept in mind, whether I'm doing it as an individual or if I'm setting up another website and I want to quote from satyasaispeaks.org?
Yeah. With respect to individuals, all the content or the assets of this website can be downloadable and shareable. With respect to institution per se or in a website or blog, users need to give credentials and also they need to write a mail or a post saying that for what purpose they are using, what is their organization, which part of our website asset, they want to use it.
Okay.
They need to give all the information and they can post it on there.
And this information is available on the website?
Yeah, it's there under the footer.
Okay, in the, I noticed in the, it. Copyright.
Copyright information, yes. Yeah.
And I would also urge our listeners, as Arvind said, that at an individual level, whether we are using it on social media or on our personal work, it's all right to take the information. It is meant for that purpose. But it really would be a nice touch if you can source it to satyasaispeaks.org.
Exactly.
Okay. And is there any fee or charge involved, or do we have to have a membership to access this gold mine of divine information?
Nothing, Didi. Because we know Radio Sai is a parent and this is a child. So when parent itself is free for everybody.
As mother, so yeah. The daughter.
Yeah.
Okay. And Arvind, you're putting your heart and soul into doing this for a while. I saw how quietly you worked until it came together. It was like you were working in this black hole all the time, working very hard with the architecture, this detail, that detail, taking a lot of input from your colleagues. What motivated you to do all this?
There is one particular clip I said, like in a single discourse, a 45-minute discourse, I usually get around 20 to 25 clips. So one of the discourses of Swami, when I heard, that is 14th of January 2003, suddenly Swami was speaking, prior to this clip, what
yeah.
I'm going to play now,
yeah.
prior to this clip, Swami was speaking about Atma.
Right.
Next to this clip, uh-huh. in between this clip was placed, the next to this clip, Swami was actually telling students that their efforts were really, you know, commendable. This particular clip, which falls in between,
mm-hmm.
I figured it out, Swami speaking on how to make Swami happy.
Okay.
This is only 28 seconds.
Uh-huh.
But then, I felt, I am sitting here and all these clips are in my system. Then when would other people across the world would be able to access them
mm-hmm.
until unless we give them a portal? That is the motivation where when Swami is telling how to make him happy, I am listening. But if hundred and thousands of people listen, it would make a difference to their lives and they can make a difference to other lives.
Oh yeah, I wish we all get as motivated as you got by these 28 seconds of divine voice. Yeah. And I'm going to play it for our listeners now. Dear listeners, open up your ears and please, and your hearts, and please pay attention.
Kanukane Swami yokka tripti ee vidhanga undali.
How to please Bhagavan?
Sadgunamunu manam mottamotta nimpukovali manam.
First, we should fill our heart with good virtues.
Nedu oka vidhanganu, repu marok vidhanga kodanu marchukokoddu.
We should not go on changing from day to day.
చెలించని మనసును భ్రమించని దృష్టిని మనం పోషించుకోవాలి.
We should see that we'll have the unwavering mind and steadiness in our vision.
Yes, that is indeed very powerful.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Arvind, for sharing this information. And perhaps on another day, you should come back and share further details with our listeners about satyasaispeaks.org.
Yeah. On a last note, I just want to thank each one of the colleagues in the studio. And many of the volunteers across the world who have been helping silently in getting this done. And also special thanks to three people whom I want to really share.
Sure.
That is one of the sirs in the mathematics department, Mr. Varun, who helped in database designing.
Dr. Hema. Of the Sai University.
Yeah. Dr. Hema and Lalita Madam, who is an active volunteer in Bangalore.
And Dr. Hema from the Sri Satya Sai General Hospital.
They all have been a backbone kind of a thing who helped knowledge-wise and also in many other ways of getting things done and making them in place.
So thank you very much, Dr. Hema Gopinath, Professor Varun from the Satya Sai University, Dr. Hema of the Sai General Hospital, and Sister Lalita, who is very much a part of Team Radio Sai, a volunteer based in Bangalore.
Yeah.
And thank you, Arvind Sai, for being on Morning Glory.
Thank you, Didi. Thank you so much.
And so with that, dear listeners, I urge you to please check out www.satyasaispeaks.org. Satya is spelled S-A-T-H-Y-A. And now I'm delighted to tell you that two people, I think, have almost got the right answer for my question about the various names I mentioned. First answer comes from Sandhya Rani P., Sandhya Rani P. says, all these artists are part of the international orchestra who performed on Swami's birthday. Absolutely right, Sandhya Rani. You got the answer right. And congratulations to you from all of us at Team Radio Sai. Good on you that you were paying attention. I hope you have seen, dear listeners, if any of you have missed the concerts from Bhagwan's birthday, please go back to our website and you will find them all there or also on our Facebook page. Another answer comes from Edmonton in Canada. Nalina Kumar writes, they are all appearing in Sai Global Harmony concert at Delhi on November 28th. Right again, Nalina, you got that right. All these artists who performed in Bhagwan's immediate presence on his birthday on November the 23rd are now flying to Delhi to wow the audiences in the Indian National Capital on 28th at the Jawaharlal Nehru Indoor Stadium. So congratulations go out to Sandhya Rani P and to Nalina Kumar, and thank you for participating. With that, dear listeners, I would like to bid you an awesome Saisam day ahead, and as I leave you, I will play for you our keen Morning Glories keen listener Mrs. Vatsala Sarwal's favorite bhajan, Til Raghu Signs In. Thank you for your company.
Krishna,
Jai Sairam.
Krishna kaun sang jodo jo tum todo piya main nahi todo re to se preet tode Krishna kaun sang jodo Krishna kaun sang jodo jo tum todo piya main nahi todo re to se preet tode Krishna kaun sang jodo Krishna